Pray with me, please. Most merciful God, I thank you for all the blessings you poured upon me, and most especially for that blessing of life eternal with you in paradise, purchased through the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And now pray you'll fill my mouth with worthwhile stuff and close it when I said enough. Amen. Therefore, you must always be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. None of us know when he will appear, when he will come, as Scripture says, in the clouds, with a great blast of trumpets, and he will come back to earth. And with him, he'll bring the new Jerusalem, the city with the streets of gold. And the city of New Jerusalem will come to earth, and Jesus will be on the right-hand throne, God on the left. And we will walk those streets. We will be in that choir that sings, Hosanna, Hosanna to the living God. Our great joy and our great duty will be to praise God forever. What have we done to deserve this? Absolutely nothing. Because by nature, by our humanity, we're sinful people. I usually wake up in the morning, and before I open one eye, I've probably already sinned about 8 times. I'm angry at having to get up, get out of, to wake up. We can't? Let me see if I've got this thing turned on. Yes, it's turned on. I'll try and speak louder. Try and use my classically trained theater voice. I wake up and I'm mad because I didn't want to wake up. I was enjoying my sleep. That's a sin. I wake up wanting to go back to sleep. Another sin, slothfulness. So we got anger and sloth. I'm not going to mention gluttony, because that's one of my strong suits. I'm gluttonous all the time. I want to eat. I want to dig in. Thanksgiving was a wonderful time. We celebrated with my eldest daughter up in lush and lovely Lugoff, South Carolina. And she laid out a real groaning board of food. And everything was delightful. And I dug in with all the gusto of a hound dog. And it was good. But it was sinful in my gluttony. Lust? Yeah, I'm lust. As long as I wear a skin suit, inhale and exhale about 21 times a minute, I see a nice looking lady, and that old devil lust stirs in my head. I fight against that a lot, but it's a losing battle because I'm human. I confess it. Several more of the 7 deadly sins. Those are the ones that bother me the most. And I strive to come against those every day because I don't know when Jesus is coming back. And I want to present myself to him at his arrival as washed in his blood and being able and worthy of living with him in paradise. We all strive for that battle. We all walk a sinful life. Yours might not be major like mine. I remember when I was a child in Catholic school, being really sinful was to stick out your tongue at a nun. Or sneaking a beef jerky on Friday. That was sinful. But as we grow older, our sensibilities somehow get dulled, and our willingness and our propensity to sin become greater. And we got to turn from that. It means confession. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second, saying, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I want to be pure and spotless when you come so we can walk together in the New Jerusalem. So I can sit and stand at the foot of your throne with your Father God and sing praises to you. That's my joy in life. My goal in life is to be worthy of your adoration, to adore you. I don't want to just do it. I want to earn that right to adore you, Lord. For you're my God. I'm your child. You're my Father in heaven. I'm your soul here on earth. And I need you every day, every hour, every minute. Watch therefore, for you do not know what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the householder had known what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have watched. It would not have had his house broken into. Therefore you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. We have to train ourselves to be ready. We don't know when it's going to be, but we have to train ourselves to be ready to welcome Jesus to this world. After all, it's His. He just lets us live here. It's His world. There's an old song, "This is my Father's house." Beautiful song. And I want to dwell in that house with Him forever. Be vigilant. Be strong. Be mentally sharp. The old Boy Scout oath, I will keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. That's not a bad oath to live by. Even if you weren't a Boy Scout. You might have been a Girl Scout and got something similar. But this is an oath we take simply because we want to be ready for Jesus when He comes. We want us to look at it, to look at me, and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter in to joy. And then like the thief on the cross, I can go to the heavenly gate when St. Peter says, who said you could come here? I can point over my shoulder and say, the guy on the middle cross said that I can come in. I can come in. The guy on the middle cross. The one who was pierced in his hands and his feet, that had his side pierced, that was suffocated to death in the act of crucifixion, and died. But 3 days later, what happened? He came back. He rose again. And he lives with us now. He lives in our hearts. He lives in our minds. He lives in our spirit, holding us in the palm of his hand, keeping us so that we may enter into joy with him, to live with him in paradise, in a paradise that he bought for us through his precious blood. I always go back to the children's song. Yes, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Amen.